Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Congratulations, Craig from Trenton, Illinois, won those tickets to see Neil Forever, the Neil Diamond tribute show at the Factory. And we'll have tickets to give away for that the remainder of the week, and you'll have to stick with us for your chance to win. Now, we know there were a lot of complaints yesterday because of the highways, which were in some pretty bad shape with the weather coming in. And as we are told, there was some miscommunication as to what exactly happened, because we had heard reports that there was no treatment, pre-treatment that was being done to the highways, even though the storm was on its way. And MoDOT apparently saying that they were caught off guard, or I'm paraphrasing, of course, that the storm came a little quicker than was expected. So to clarify what exactly happened yesterday, Michelle Fornaris is a MoDOT assistant district engineer and joins us on 104.1 FM KMOX. Michelle, appreciate your time. How are you?
Good morning.
So set us straight. What happened yesterday?
So MoDOT had treated the roads over the weekend in advance of the storms, with residual treatment was still out there on Monday. Crews had been working to apply additional treatment when the storm rolled in early. So at that point on Monday, operations pivoted to snow removal and treatment midday.
Okay, so this is the quote that I have from MoDOT St. Louis District Maintenance Engineer Bob Becker. Quote, the storm came in several hours sooner than expected. Our expectation was this was coming in at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We didn't get out there. If we would have known it was going to come in at noon, we would have had them out first thing this morning. So as this evolved this morning, we got them out as soon as we could. And end quote. And looking at that, I'm seeing basically a 4 or 5 hour difference. And I guess my question is, if the storm was rolling in that afternoon, is it normal to kind of wait until you're only within an hour or two of the storm hitting? Since 4 hours doesn't seem like, you know, that much in advance.
So with that residual treatment that was still out there on Monday from the weekend storm, that's where we were working Monday, and Monday had planned through the afternoon to apply that additional treatment in advance of what was originally forecasted. Then at approximately, you know, midday, that storm, that winter weather arrived earlier and more intense than what was forecasted. So many planned there Monday and had tried to beat the afternoon storm onset by hitting the road at that same time frame around midday. So the amount of traffic and incidents with the onset of that winter storm compounded the travel times and congestion that many of the area drivers encountered along with us. So that also, as we're trying to treat the roads, that compounded all of those travel times. It made it tougher for us to get around, and that's where the congestion and incidents occurred.
Okay, so So what I'm hearing is that they were pre-treated. Was it that there wasn't enough pre-treatment on the roads, or I guess what I'm wondering is how far in advance do you need to pre-treat in order for it to work? And how long does it last once you've pre-treated? So you've put down whatever solution you have to put down on highways before the storm arrives. How long is that good for?
It's all going to depend on what the treatment, how much traffic. So there's a lot of factors that go into that. But really, you know, there was residual treatment on the area roadways yesterday. And then we were going to apply additional treatment. And that's when Monday, when that storm rolled in early, at that point, operations pivoted to snow removal and treatment.
Did the residual treatment work?
Well, there's a combination that happened yesterday. And, you know, again, with many planning their Monday, we had higher traffic volumes. Folks had tried to beat that afternoon storm onset. So we had a combination of higher traffic volumes at the same time that that storm rolled in. So as that storm rolled in, the winter weather arrived earlier, and it was more intense than forecasted as well. So that amount of traffic and then the incidents with the onset of the winter storm just compounded all of those travel times and congestion that was experienced.
Is the protocol to have the response be in line with the forecast, or is it a thing where, hey, we know we're going to get some snow, and they're telling us up to 2 inches, but we're going to be prepared for 5, just in case it is 5. Is that not what happens?
Well, I mean, yesterday, MoDOT St. Louis had planned to have all available resources deployed well in advance of that weather system. So full staffing was available. It just ended up being an earlier onset of that storm. So we pivoted and went right into treatment and plowing, not just putting that application of treatment.
And sorry, not to belabor the point here, but just I'm making sense of it in my head. So if the storm, you knew the storm were coming in that afternoon, is there a reason why with the entire area needed to be treated that you wouldn't start treating at 5 or 6 a.m. anyway? Like just start at, you know, at, or even, you know, 9 a.m. after the initial rush hour. Like why would it not have started earlier?
So when that storm rolled in early, that took up the time. So we already had residual on the pavement. We already had residual treatment out there. Then we would have had that afternoon before the 4 o'clock onset to get application down. When that storm rolled in early, we pivoted and went straight to snow removal.
Are there any staffing issues or anything of that sort? Do you have a full fleet? I mean, what are you working with at the moment?
So each storm is, you know, as it's forecasted, where it's hitting across the state, we utilize the full resources of MoDOT, and we move our available resources across the state, depending on where that storm is hitting. Statewide, approximately 16% of our MoDOT drivers have less than 1 year's experience, and 40% have less than 3 years' experience in winter operations. So we're utilizing all of our resources. We are constantly hiring additional staff. So if there's extra folks out there that are looking to join the MoDOT team, we have positions available.
So how do they get in touch with you if they are looking to do that, and how quickly can they start if you need them?
If they're emergency equipment operators and they're looking just to help during winter operations and they already have a CDL, that's a much faster process. They can reach out to 1-888-ASK-MoDOT, and we'll get them in touch with the right district and the right people. If they're looking for full-time employment, Mo Careers is the place where those full-time positions are posted.
With the staffing, what like you said, you're hiring now. How does that compare to even 10 years ago? If you know, with MoDOT staffing, has it been difficult to keep the trucks filled?
We are in better shape today than a few years back, but again, we training and needing people are certainly needs of the department. So again, if folks are looking to join the team, we have positions available.
The number is 888-ASK-MODOT if you are looking to do what Michelle's talking about.
I know MODOT says, you know, it warns people, give the plows room to work. Did you get any feedback on how people were yesterday with the plows? Did they generally have enough room to work, or do you need another reminder for the drivers out there?
We will always take that reminder. So MODOT always urges drivers to remain cautious, give our operators plenty of room. You know, cleanup efforts are continuing today following this winter storm. Traveler information map that MODOT has is still showing routes partly covered to mostly clear. So those conditions can vary widely across our region. But crews remain fully activated in St. Louis today, and MODOT expects continued improvement throughout Tuesday as those treatment operations progress. So again, check that traveler information map and stay informed your commute.
Traveler.modot.org, traveler.modot.org. That'll take you to the map that lets you know what the highways look like. How quickly is that updated, and how is it updated? So like, how new is that information?
So we are constantly updating that throughout a storm. So we're getting reports and observations from our field teams regularly. So we keep that updated. As soon as those transitions happen from mostly clear to partly covered, we're updating that information.
I know you said, go ahead.
Sorry, it can vary across our region. So right now it just depends on where you're at, partly covered to mostly clear. And our conditions are varying right now.
I know you said you deploy, you know, the trucks according to what area is getting hit the hardest. For a driver that's working in St. Louis County, for instance, how big is that radius? Will St. Louis County drivers make their way out to St. Charles, or, you know, how big is a radius for a driver?
So MODOT St. Louis covers about 6,000 lane miles. And then we work as one team here. We're working as one team across the state. So depending on where we need to turn around and what areas, we are flexible around our region and around our state.
Also, the last thing I have for you is when you're getting your weather information, what forecasts are you relying on? Is it local meteorologists on, you know, Fox 2, KMOV? Are you looking at National Weather Service? Where do you make the decisions on what you need to prepare for?
So we're using all available resources. We do utilize National Weather Service as one of our partners, along with, you know, the locals. We're watching many forecasts.
Okay. Michelle Fornaris, MODOT Assistant District Engineer. We appreciate your time and the information today. Thank you for being with us.
All right. Thank you.
And that is Michelle Fornaris with us on KMOX.
I will say, driving home yesterday, since I got to spend an hour in the city because it was so backed up. Like I said, it took me, an hour to get from Olive and Tucker, our building, to the hill, like Ragazzi's. And I saw a lot of trucks. They were plowing. They were treating the roads. The roads were good in the city. Obviously the snow was falling pretty heavily, but I mean, it wasn't deep snow. I didn't see any cars. And I was on Tucker and Manchester and Shaw and that whole area. Cars were moving along just fine. It was crowded. It took forever because I think people were bailing on the highways maybe. But while it was crowded, there were plows in the city, and that was good to see.
Yeah, and that is the thing that Mayor Spencer ran on. We talked to her about it, what was it, a week and a half ago? Before this storm, we knew it was coming. Before that happened, and she said, look, you know, as mayor, and I'm paraphrasing, that the job is to make sure all these little details are taken care of. And as far as I could tell, of course, I missed most of the weekend being here. So, and I haven't even been back to, my neighborhood yet. So I'm looking to see what that's going to look like. You know, that was one of the trouble neighborhoods last winter storm that we had when everybody was furious. I think it was back in January, wasn't it? When people were talking about garbage not being picked up because the roads weren't clear for the trucks to be able to get down and then take care of all those things. So if that neighborhood looks better than it did last storm, then I'll know that's progress.
And I will say this, quick note. I think we should do a Chris and Amy show field trip to the MoDOT Command Center because I would be really interested in how they deploy the trucks and how they look at the forecast and then determine with like rush hour traffic. Do we want to go out during rush hour? Do we want to wait till after rush hour? When is the best hour to go? Like the precision of it or the decision making, I think would be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
My guess is this. Yes, I think we have, you know, every right to, you know, complain if you feel like things weren't done right, but it's always more complicated behind the scenes, and I would like to see how it works behind
the scenes.
I know there's a lot of things that we don't know.
And
we
I would like to be on one of the plows, one of the trucks, and I do not have a CDL license, so they're not going to let me drive the truck, but maybe they'll let me sit on their lap and steer.
Well, I was going to say passenger seat, but if you want to sit on their lap, sure, Raj.
Well, you know, when he couldn't reach the pedals.
Oh, my gosh. I have a bone to pick with Schnucks.
What?
It has to do with riding. Guess what I saw in the parade when I went to the Salvation Army?
The golf cart. Or the shopping cart.
The shopping cart. And guess who was in it?
Susan Boyle.
All right.
People.
We'll talk about this. Because you have a real problem. We're also going to visit with Sean Malone at 11:30. We'll talk to him about the massive fire that took place in the Gateway South area, where that redevelopment is going to happen. Also, the I-55 shooter, you may have heard about that in Jefferson County. He has some information on that. We'll get it from him when we come back. Not yet, actually. But at 11:30, we'll talk to him. But stick with us on KMOX.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I said I had a bone to pick with Schnucks. It has been my lifelong dream to ride in the Schnucks shopping cart, the giant shopping cart that you always see in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And there were rumors I was getting close to being able to weasel my way into the shopping cart.
Yeah.
And then apparently they're like, well, we can't. It's a liability. Well, guess what I saw at the Winterfest Parade? The I think it was the Thanksgiving parade, maybe. Anyway, it was the Winterfest parade.
Right. It was called Thanksgiving. Yep. That's right.
I saw the Schnucks cart, and there was like a lady and a kid and a guy in the shopping cart. Do you think I'm a bigger
just
liability?
Just like random people?
Unless
do you think
it was the Schnucks.
It probably was the Schnucks.
I need to know.
Wow.
Was it the Schnucks in the cart? Because that's the only way this doesn't hurt my feelings.
Amy, they just didn't want you to ride in the cart.
No, but why though? It's been my dream to ride in the Schnucks cart.
That's probably why, because you're too excited. You're too excited. They don't want somebody
that's
who's
hurtful.
No, they want somebody who will be measured about it.
Well,
you
I just want to know.
Freaking out like a lunatic.
If you were in the cart, are you a Schnuck? And are you a Schnuck who rode in the cart in the parade?
Well, I don't think anybody should answer that question. Do not. You don't have to answer Amy's question. Text message here says, Amy, if we go to MoDOT for a field trip, can we call it Getting Plowed with Chris and Amy?
Yes.
All right. We will call it that.
Yeah.
Jason is watching on YouTube. You can watch the show on YouTube. He says, oh, my God, Chris, I almost choked to death from taking a drink of my eggnog latte with the whole sitting on the MoDOT driver's lap thing. Hey, I don't want to have to sit on the MoDOT driver's lap, but because I don't have a CDL license, if I want to steer the plow truck, that's probably what would have to happen. He or she would have to reach the pedals and I would steer the truck.
Do you think that when you sit on his or her lap and your legs are on top of theirs, that they're going to get wedged under the wheel and it will be hard to turn the wheel?
Or they'll probably just say, hey, why don't you just do it? This is not comfortable.
You're going to have to sit with your legs spread apart so that you can.
Yeah, I don't.
So the driver needs to keep their legs straight so they can do gas and brake.
Uh-huh.
You need to sit with your legs fully spread apart so that you don't inhibit the steering wheel's turning radius.
I don't know if those trucks, those big plow trucks, they must have like automatic. Or are they not automatic?
What do you mean automatic?
You know how they have the manual shift?
You think they're driving stick shift trucks?
I don't know what they do.
Those I don't think they are.
Isn't that what a CDL license is? Isn't that part of it?
Commercial driver's license.
Yeah. You probably have to be able to do that.
Do you think they're regular steering wheels or do you think it's like a ship where it's got all
the spokes?
I have
no idea how trucks work. I have no idea. I've not been in one of those big trucks ever. So I have no idea.
Uh-oh. I talked to several people this morning. This is a texter. They found out that they're SUV was only two-wheel drive and not all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive.
Hmm. Does that mean they spun out?
Hey, this guy wants to know, where did that guy get an eggnog latte?
Starbucks. They're back. My God, they're back. What? Wow. Your mom, Amy, came through with the biggest news that I have gotten in a long time. When Starbucks got rid of the eggnog latte, I was beside myself. They did it a few years ago, and I don't know why they did it. It just didn't make any sense. Then they came out with this idiotic idea of, well, if you want to recreate it, you can order this. Like, no, just put the eggnog latte back on the menu. Well, it's back.
It's and rich.
You know what? This could have been an egg beat story.
Oh, my gosh. We haven't done an egg beat in so long.
Why didn't we?
Bring it back.
Well, it never went away.
Well, let's do it. We'll do the egg beat when we get a chance.
So anyway, yes, look, at more and more texters are excited about this eggnog latte from Starbucks. It is back.
I know. That makes me very excited. It's one of my favorite things about Christmas, or it was.
It
is
was.
When they flipped over from the pumpkin spice latte to the eggnog latte.
Do you drink real eggnog?
I love it.
Do you really?
Yeah, I can drink it without the booze in it.
It's pretty rich.
It is. That's why you can only have a little bit.
It's like drinking custard.
And I feel like I'm only able to have one eggnog latte or two per Christmas season because it's just too much.
That's too so much. Dumb. How can you be this excited and you get one eggnog latte? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You know what? You're right, Amy. You've given me permission to have one a week.
Well, you better not drink too many. You'll gain weight. Won't fit on that lap.
We're going to talk to
the driver.
That's what I want to do. I'm going to load up on eggnog latte. I want to get as big as possible and then sit on the MoDOT driver's lap and steer that truck.
Hey, get Michelle on the line. We got to ask her if we can do this.
We should have asked her when we had her on. We're going to talk to Sean Malone when we come back because he'll give us some detail on the fire that happened in the Gateway South area, that big warehouse fire, a six-alarm fire. In fact, never heard of a six-alarm fire. We'll talk to him about that and the I-55 shooting that took place in Jefferson County. He has some updates on that as well. It's all coming up in just a bit on KMOX. And today we...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Talk with Sean Malone, reporter and anchor, who is with us now. We wanted to talk to him about a couple of different things that have happened in the area. We'll get to that fire in a little bit. The fire that took place at the warehouse, the abandoned warehouse on the Gateway South property, which is just south of the Gateway Arch. But we wanted to talk to you first, Sean, about that shooting that happened in Jefferson County on I-55, and you've got some new information for us.
Yeah, so there's finally been a charge, and for those of you that aren't aware, yesterday morning, one trucker shot another trucker on I-55 on the interstate.
You mean like an 18-wheeler, a semi-truck?
Yes. Yeah. Semi-truck, like 18-wheeler, you know, like commercial truck driving. One of them shot the other on the interstate, and that was actually on my way to work. So, you know, by the time I got there, there's just two semi trucks pulled over, and didn't get much information from law enforcement on the scene at that time. You know, they didn't really expect the media to be showing up in the middle of the interstate like that. But later come to find out, they charged the man later last night, late in the afternoon, early evening. Mm-hmm. And now the probable cause statement is out. And it's quite interesting. It's a Florida man story, if you guys are familiar with Florida man. Always
an interesting Florida man story.
Yeah. And it fits the Florida man vibe story as well. Okay. So according to the probable cause statement, Mitchell.
By the way, the driver's not dead who was shot.
No.
Non-life-threatening injuries.
Yeah, he was shot in the leg. Non-life-threatening injuries. He's okay. Spoiler alert. But anyway, so Mitchell Quintana Bentecourt of Florida was detained by deputies, read his Miranda rights, and here's what he told them after that. He thought that the other driver was boxing him in and thought that the other driver had struck his vehicle at some point. And here's where the, like I said, the Florida man vibes, not just geographically, but it fits the Florida man vibes.
Okay.
He also told law enforcement that he believed the victim, the man he shot, was part of a conspiracy coming from his home state of Florida and was tied to a group threatening him and his family. That is directly verbatim from the probable cause statement.
Okay.
He then took an AR-15, shot through the victim's door. While they're driving on the interstate.
Okay.
Trying to get through a construction zone and struck him once in the leg. He did that apparently to get him to pull over, and both of them did. Now, the law enforcement also reviewed the dash cam footage from inside the victim's vehicle. There was nothing happening between the two of them, according to the probable cause statement and the review of the dash cam footage. It says that there was no visible altercation between the drivers, and the victim seemed to be completely caught off guard by the shooting. So there was, from the victim's perspective, nothing happening between the two of them, Quintana Bendicourt and the victim, until all of a sudden he got shot in the leg while driving, just doing his job. And
he didn't crash. He was able to pull over.
They both pulled over. No crash or anything like
that.
The
shooter pulled over.
Yes, because he apparently shot him to get him to pull over, and both waited for law enforcement to arrive. And now he faces assault in the first and armed criminal action.
Do you know which, like, did he roll down his own window?
I don't know the exact logistics, if he shot through his own vehicle or if he just, you know, rolled down the window, stuck the AR-15 out to his right or his left. I don't know which side the other one was on, but all we know is that in the middle of I-55 in Jefferson County, this is in the Barnhart area, one driver just shot the other because he thought he was part of some conspiracy to get him in, you know, from his home state of Florida, like complete opposite corner of the country as well. So just a very bizarre situation led up to this.
So my guess is this person is not well.
They haven't said anything of whether or not, you know, mental health, at least in the probable cause statement, mental health exam. They haven't said anything about if there's any drugs. I don't know if maybe they tested him if he was on something and they're waiting for results. It didn't say that they're testing him for anything that I read. But I mean, it's just one of those weird things where it's like, what? You know, there's a lot happening in his reasoning. You know, he's getting boxed in a construction zone. Okay, you're not letting him pass. You know, they hit each other, maybe. Then there's also the angle of the conspiracy of whether or not he's part of this group that's out to get you and your family, and you two just both happen to be CDL drivers in the middle of Missouri, states and states away.
Can I just say this to anybody who might be listening and is not, you know, passing through, and so they've put KMOX on because they're passing through Missouri.
Maybe they're from Florida and know this guy.
Keep your weirdo crap, your weirdo Florida crap. We have enough weirdo stuff going in this state. We don't need more.
Missouri's got
Florida
its own
weirdo
problems
state.
Without importing their problems from other states.
Yeah, keep your stupid weirdo Florida crap to yourself.
Like
that's
this
exactly right.
Florida group
don't bring
following
it here.
This Florida man to Missouri. And
an AR-15... Did it say how fast he was driving?
It didn't say how fast he was driving, or I mean, they're going through a construction zone, but I know that area. I make that commute every day. It's not like it's a bottleneck at any point in slowing down. You know, there's
because
a couple of tight turns, you know, where you kind of have to take like a quick right and then turn straight again on the interstate where the construction zone starts. There's a couple of those in that area, but like, you know, I can get why you might feel boxed in if you're too. Mm-hmm. You know, semi-truck 18-wheelers next to each other in that area. But I mean, I've never thought it would ever get to the point of escalation where, you know what? I'm going to shoot this man. I'm going to fire a warning shot into his leg.
And he had an AR-15, which is usually a two-hand gun. You can shoot it with one hand, but it, quote, the accuracy suffers greatly. So this guy was able to drive an 18-wheeler through a construction zone and shoot an AR-15 either with one hand on the wheel, or he was driving with his knees and used both hands on the gun, which, and hit the other driver still.
I would like to say quickly that I am very good at driving with my knees.
Don't do that. Don't say that.
While shooting an AR-15,
no,
though?
I can do
while
it.
While eating a Big Mac and smoking a cig.
Yeah, so
it's going to be like the next Winter Olympic event, next time the Olympics come to
the
United States.
Like
well,
the
they got like the ski shooting, you know,
it
where
is.
They ski and then they have to shoot. Like, you got to, you know, drive a truck cross country in the United States.
Do you think
and
he was surprised
targets.
That he hit the guy?
I don't know.
Because maybe he wasn't trying to hit the guy. He was trying to hit the truck. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying that's impressive.
This is why you do not fire in somebody's direction ever. Unless it is a war.
This is a life lesson for all of us.
Yeah,
unless it's war, at which point then you do fire
in
the direction of somebody. But this is a life lesson for all of us. First of all, don't drive distracted. Someone could get shot.
My God.
Don't shoot your AR-15 and drive at the same time.
No.
And by the way, MoDOT, if you're still listening, MoDOT, I can drive a plow with my knees.
The victim is okay.
Yes, the victim was struck in the leg. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
Absolutely stunned, assuming he's not part of the conspiratorial group that's out to get the other guy. He's got to be stunned. Like, what in the world just happened?
Yeah, because all of a sudden you're just driving, minding your own business. And you don't even, like it said, according to the dash cam footage, there was no altercation between them. So he's just eyes forward. It's 8-something in the morning. He's driving on the interstate.
And this could have been awful.
Could have been really bad.
Because, the driver could have killed somebody. The trucks could have rammed into surrounding cars or rammed into construction workers. I mean, this could have been really, really bad.
I think back to now, you know, we've been joking about this, but to make it serious, the Colin Brown killing.
Yes.
That's exactly what this was. It was a rolling gun battle when people were getting onto the interstate. This was, at least one shot was fired. It didn't specify whether multiple shots were fired or not, but this is the same kind of situation where a shot was fired and, you know, you hit the truck next to you. It's a big target if you're aiming for the truck and not the driver itself, but you know, if you miss or if it goes through the window out to the other side, there's gas stations are there. You could have hit someone off the highway. Could have been
really bad.
Are you plowed into like traffic slowing down because it's a construction zone? And those big rigs, I mean, they're pretty intimidating anyway.
And conditions aside, those things don't stop quickly.
No,
you look up and see someone's got their brake lights on in front of you. You're probably still plowing into them one way or another. So to make it serious again, you know, between the shooting and the handling of a vehicle that large at that rate of speed, extremely dangerous scenario.
Early Friday morning, a massive fire south of the Gateway Arch grounds in what's the Gateway South, which is supposed to be redeveloped. It's a $1.2 billion redevelopment that is in the works. And there was that massive fire with one of the buildings or at one of the buildings, which is supposed to be, I guess, renovated as part of this whole thing. So what do we know about the fire, the aftermath, and then what's to come as far as the redevelopment goes?
So the fire is believed to be started by unhoused individuals.
Yeah.
Staking up in, and this is not
which is like the warehouse
common thing. This happens almost every winter, it seems. Where
last winter
there was another one
north of downtown
where, you know, the unhoused will go into abandoned buildings, light fires to stay warm, not trying to do anything nefarious, but just trying to survive the winter, and things, you know, get out of hand, fire spreads, and all of a sudden the whole building is on fire. And that's what happened with the Crundon Martin warehouse building and the factory building. It's been abandoned for quite a while, but it was part of the redevelopment. And the original structure was, I believe, supposed to be a part of the redevelopment, because if you look at the Gateway South website, their mock-ups of what it's supposed to look like, you see the, you know, little connecting bridge between the two parts of the building that says Crundon Martin on it and the Gateway Arch directly behind it. That is now in pieces at this point. The sign Crundon Martin is still there. That didn't fall off, but it is now in considerably worse shape than it was before. And the bridge that's holding it up, it's still up at this point, but a good chunk of it is not there and has been burned away at this point. So, you know, I got a statement. It was initially sent out on Friday from the developers, Millstone, and they basically said that they're still committed to redeveloping it, but they're going to need to kind of reconsider what that looks like now, because this isn't a project like we're going to see with the Millennium Hotel, where it's just demo it and rebuild something entirely new. They were going to use a good chunk of what was already there.
Which I love that idea.
Especially
I love the idea.
It's got those beautiful red bricks that St. Louis is known for. Like, you don't see architecture like that anymore. But now they're going to have to kind of take a step back, because what remains is, you know, I described it on the air this morning, kind of like a skeleton of what was. You know, you see some tall brick walls and corners and things like that, but it's not a building that's there anymore. So now you got to decide, like, okay, are we going to just kind of tuck point as we go and build this brick wall back up? Or do we have to scrap our original idea to try to keep the original infrastructure in place, build around that and redevelop that? And just like I mentioned with the Millennium Hotel, it's a lost cause. Tear it down, put something new in its place.
Well, either way, it's a setback.
Yes.
So, I mean, that means just even beginning to redevelop it is...
I mean, they're just going to have to spend, like, even beyond what they decide to do with the redevelopment, they are going to have to spend time deciding what to do with the redevelopment. And just that process of changing your plans and, you know, talking to engineers, talking to the architecture or architect that you hired or the firm to design all of this for you, that's going to take some time.
That's too bad.
You're not quite starting back at square one, but at least for the design process, you're kind of about that point.
Well, I'm not sure what you can do to, because I know that the city is, you know, it's not going to patrol those areas to make sure that people aren't living there.
Now, the mayor, Kara Spencer, I did talk with her, and she did say that that's their effort, is what they're trying to do, is outreach to places where they know the homeless continuously hang out, congregates. But you look at the city and how many abandoned buildings there are in the city. It's not possible to get to every single abandoned home, abandoned building, especially if you look at North City, where there's a lot, you know, blocks of abandoned buildings there. It's not exactly easy to pull off trying to, you know, cross all your T's, dot all your I's, check every single abandoned building in the city.
Well, it's a real shame that happened, and and hopefully the setback isn't too long, because that would have been really cool to develop that area, because to have that riverfront property in a good part of downtown, or what could be a good part of downtown, and then have it, you know, wrecked it's a setback we don't need as a city. Anyway, we appreciate you, Sean. Thank you.
Yep, anytime, guys.
That is Sean Malone from the KMOX Newsroom. Gas House Gang coming up at 12 o'clock. Bernie Miklas, Tom Ackerman, and me. We will talk Cardinals offseason with you on the Gas House Gang. Got a lot coming up on the show, and we appreciate you listening on 104.1 FM KMOX. Now, before we wrap things up here, it sounds like Jordan Binnington wasn't very happy with getting pulled from the game yesterday. The Blues lost to the Ducks. By the way, Gas House Gang is coming up at 12 o'clock with Bernie, Ackerman, and me, so you'll want to stick around for that. But what's going on here, Amy? Is it just frustration?
Yeah. I mean, he's, as Coach Jim Montgomery said, a fierce competitor. So Binnington, man, he was just off last night, let in two goals on the first five shots of the game. And there wasn't traffic in front of the net on the second goal. It was just a bad angle, and Binnington had the angle wrong. And it was pretty interesting, because as soon as that second goal went in, I mean, Jim Montgomery just, you know, motioned, get Hofer ready. Hofer's going in. So Binnington was definitely chirping at Jim Montgomery as he went off the ice. And then he was not on the bench for a little bit after being pulled, but then walked right back on the bench, sat down, watched the rest of the game from there. I say that because there are some goalies that when they're pulled won't return. We saw that with the playoffs when Connor Hellebuck got pulled a couple of times in the playoffs, and he didn't go back out on the bench. Binnington always goes back out on the bench, to his credit. And Jim Montgomery addressed the yelling back and forth when Binnington was pulled, and he said, "We told each other we loved each other and dealt with it afterwards." And he goes, "You got to address it right away." He said, "We're both fierce competitors. We both want to win. We are both frustrated, but we have since said we loved each other and moved on."
You know, every time I hear the term fierce competitors, I think of, you ever seen Jerry Maguire?
Yeah.
You know, the Tom.
It's been like a really long time, and I think I've only seen it in parts.
Our business is fierce competitors. I just remember his speech at the end, and then he says, she says, "You had me at hello." You know, that whole thing.
Yeah. I always feel like fierce competitors means you're trying to mitigate a situation. Ronge, when he said that, he's a fierce competitor.
Oh, so he did something he shouldn't have done, huh? Well, what do you want from him? He's emotional.
It's a mitigating phrase, one could say. Hey, it's better to care than to be apathetic.
I agree.
And I actually saw a lot of people didn't mind that Jordan Binnington was mad. They said he should be mad.
Yeah, quit not being good.
That's what people tell me every day.
Stop it. Oh, you're leaving, aren't you?
I am.
Well... Have fun then.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be seeing you.
Yeah. I'm going to the mountains.
Is it John and me tomorrow? Brad Young.
Oh, love
I'm
Brad
with Brad Young.
Young
tomorrow. We got some legal stuff to talk about with Bradley.
Do. So St. Louis was called a legal hellhole.
No, it wasn't hellhole, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we'll talk about that with him, whatever that means. So anything you missed on the Chris and Amy Show, Odyssey app, KMOX.com, iHeart app, wherever you get your podcasts, we'll be there for you. But the Chris and Amy Show comes back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Next, it is the Gas House Gang on KMOX, talking Cardinals offseason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.